here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Oh, all right. Hello.
Hello. We're here.
We made it.
People of Earth, we are here.
We are here. Welcome to the Hucklebuck. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 697 of the Hucklebug. No significance to that number whatsoever. So we'll just move on to your shout-outs.
Except we're three away from a really big
one. Oh, we're heading towards a big number. Not just 10, but 20.
We'll have Rita Moreno, Joel Grey. It's going to be a musical extravaganza, people.
Yeah.
We've sent out cards. No replies yet, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They'll reply in time.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll all be good. We had a little ways to go. A couple episodes to go, but...
Manuel and Miranda, of course, is going to be here.
Well, of course. What else has he got to do?
Right.
He's not very busy. Let's do some shout-outs. What do you say?
Let's do them. Rawr.
Our shout-outs are contained on Facebook this week. Yes. And we will begin with Tina. Stand in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment.
I just got a lot, and we're going to kind of go through them.
Yeah, we'll switch back and forth as applicable. She says, great show, ladies. Just a couple things. Number one, Steny is right. UK personalized plates are for rich assholes. Oh. As our usual plates are 7 digits of characters, people would have their initials, but you buy the plate. So you buy it, you own it. You don't have to renew it every year.
Now I kind of get that.
Okay. Still, that's a lot of stupid money.
Yeah, it is.
She goes on to talk about Bridgerton. Do you want to talk about Bridgerton?
No, still haven't watched it. And I'm not a period drama piece.
Yeah, neither.
But if you do, not a thing wrong with that.
She says, if you do watch them, they can be a bit raunchy in places. Make sure you watch the spinoff, which is Queen Charlotte, but no good watching that first, she cautions us. Okay, so that's good to know. You know, I did watch Downton Abbey, which I guess could be considered a bit of a period.
See, I didn't even watch that.
I loved Downton Abbey. That was great. I like a lot of good dish every episode. Every episode, I'm like, ooh, you know,
my PBS, some cool new thing was happening. My PBS thing of that time was... Remember Manor House, the reality show?
I remember Manor House.
It was kind of upstairs, downstairs, but it was a reality. And the butler. Didn't we fall in love with the butler?
I did not watch that show. Oh. Sorry. But I did love the butler on Downton Abbey.
Okay. I submit to you that you did, and we
did. Have we talked about it? Oh, maybe. God, who knows, Ben? I'm completely losing my mind.
Well, I mean, it was 20 years ago, so who the hell knows?
Yeah, it would be a while ago. Oh, she wants to talk about your low light.
Yeah, my low light. Oh, Bet, that was me falling in the floor, or on the floor, as you say, because of my chair. She says, the one thing I can compare this to is face planting twice in one weekend a couple of months ago. One in mud, without a drop of alcohol inside me. Well, I was alcohol free too because it was the morning.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things. You get to an age, you fall down.
It's true.
Oh, but I'm so sorry it was in the mud, Tina. At least
yeah,
I had
that's no
clean,
fun.
You know, relatively clean house. I feel
well, a mud at least is soft. Got that going for you, I guess.
But there's a cleanup afterwards.
Well, that's true. There's a lot
and
of
you look like
afterwards.
You've been
Quite
in a minstrel show.
Well, or you just look like you've been in the mud. Either is not good.
And then she mentions Baby Reindeer, which was my binge watch. She said she's heard good and bad. It sounds a little too close to home because of where I work. I kind of get that. And she says Shay, her husband Seamus, was born in Pimlico, and he went to a pub there.
Yeah,
oh,
cool.
Could have been the same.
Might have been the same pub. She also says, Steny, so good you got your mom in a lucid moment on Mother's Day. Yeah, that was nice. She says, her new care facility sounds perfect. I hope it happens soon. Well, actually, yeah, just a real brief update on mom. She did get an assessment for that nice memory care facility, and she's been accepted. But, you know, it's a holiday weekend. Here it's a holiday weekend anyway. I don't know if you guys have Memorial Day over there in England. But we have a Memorial Day holiday this weekend, so probably nothing will happen on that till next week, but there's going to be paperwork to sign, money to change hands, etc. But fingers crossed mom will be moving very soon.
Yay.
To her new home, which hopefully she will love and not try to escape from. Let's all keep good thoughts for that, shall we?
Yes. And lastly, she says, even I remember Dr. Javier. Good luck with that. Well, you might hear a little bit about that later.
Could be more.
Have a good week. Hugs from the UK. We
thank
love
you.
The UK.
We do. UK, woohoo.
Anarchy in the UK.
Yay.
No, anarchy on the Hucklebug.
Anarchy on the Hucklebug. Our second and final shout out this week is for Kelly with an I.
Kelly with an I.
Actually, I think you should take this one also, although she
because
you had a good
one. Oh, thank you so much for posting this picture. I so remember.
Look how
this
cute.
Kelly. Here's my Virginia license plate, the cow version of In the Mood or the Blacksburg Community Band song, which I just referenced.
That's right.
In the Miller Mood.
There it is. Steny's, In the Mood.
Steny, so glad you had a good mom visit.
Thank you. Yes,
sorry about your back ailment, and glad we can now laugh about the powered recliner debacle. Boy, was that a debacle.
Oh, my. Thank you, Kelly with an IE, and thank you, Tina, and thank you, all of our listeners out there. We know you're listening. We appreciate you. Thank you for your shout-outs, and now we will move on. Oh, I have a movie. I have a movie. This is a movie that Bette watched, and I'm pretty sure that you liked it and recommended it. I remember that you watched it, and I think it was during the time that I was without Netflix, but now I am with Netflix again. So this has been in my queue for a bit. I sat down and watched last night, Yesterday, directed by Danny Boyle. I think I did not know that Danny Boyle directed it. You remember Yesterday, Bette?
Is that the Beatles movie?
Yes, the movie where the guy wakes up from an accident and suddenly nobody has heard of the Beatles.
Exactly.
The Beatles did not exist.
There,
as well as several other things that sort of pop up throughout the movie. Well, like nobody's heard of Coke.
My sister absolutely adores this movie.
I loved it.
And I liked it too, but kind of there were things in it that kind of bothered me.
I didn't like the love story. I didn't buy the love story. I felt like the love story I felt was forced. But I loved the idea of a movie where a guy realizes that nobody has ever heard Beatles songs before, and he sets about to rectify that. Not really for fame or fortune, although, you know, he flirts with it along the way. But really... really, all he wants is for everybody to know these awesome, wonderful songs that once existed and for some crazy reason don't anymore. And that, I thought, was really charming, a great idea. I just didn't feel like the leads had any chemistry. I just felt like the love story was not right. But
and
aside from that...
Isn't there, I was thinking, because it's been a while,
mm-hmm.
where he has, like, his bedroom wall that's just covered with clips and
post-it notes.
Exactly.
As he's trying to remember each song, because he's got to remember all the words of them, and then he's got to remember how to play all of them, and he
and
plays
then,
guitar
of course,
and piano.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Fucking Ed Sheeran.
But what's the song that he's getting ready to play for his parents, and they keep getting
Let it be. And he gets so upset. He's like, you're the first people to ever hear this song. It's so good. Yeah, all of that stuff I thought was wonderful. I really
loved
all of that.
I enjoyed it. Isn't that Dev Patel? Isn't he the
no,
guy?
It's Himesh. Oh shoot, I didn't look this one up. This isn't on my IMDb list. I think it's Himesh Patel.
Oh, okay.
I liked it. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
Okay.
And,
I think I did as well.
We'll move on now to our binge watches, our respective binge watches, because I've been doing a lot of watching this week. What do you got? What's your binge?
Well, me too. Because I took your lead and my binge watch is Bodkin.
Okay. You know, did you get my email about that?
Yes,
I didn't watch Baby Reindeer. I just wasn't I felt like I had to be in the right headspace. I felt like
I
it was going to get dark.
I will not admonish you.
Okay,
just
thank
remember.
You. It's on the list.
Really liked it. I'll start right there.
Okay.
It's definitely longer than my last binge watch.
Oh,
in fact, I started it Thursday afternoon. I had the afternoon off.
Okay.
And had I not started it Thursday, I might not have finished it before we got here.
Right.
But I did. It's finished. I've seen it all. And you are so right. It's a little Banshees of Inisherin.
A little bit.
It's a little Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. It's a little Only Murders in the Building.
But it's also all its own thing.
But it's, it is. I think it's one of those things. I don't know if you mentioned this. I think there's a little suspending of beliefs. You have to kind of be ready for whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes rides that, you know, that roller coaster goes down hills. Maybe it shouldn't have gone down.
Yeah, perhaps.
And the end of the story, how it all wraps up.
There were things left open.
There were things left open. I kind of would like to have been in the room when they were saying, well, this happened and this, and then she does this and this is how it ends.
Right.
But I really enjoyed it. I mean, it kept me right. I finished the last episode at like 5 minutes till four when the mist. Four is when the missive goes out.
Oh, yeah.
I was hanging in till the very end.
You just made it.
And although, for the most part, I could not stand the character of Death.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's supposed to be mean.
The woman who plays her is fantastic.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
And I call him Will Forte.
It might be Forte. I think
because I saw him introduced on Saturday Night Live, so you can say Fort. I don't
know. That's fine if it is Forte.
Him, and his character can be so annoying and so lovable at the same time.
Yeah, agreed. And I thought it was interesting too how each of those three main characters all had sort of a reversal, where at the beginning Dove is hard-boiled.
But
she becomes more vulnerable as the show goes on, and Gilbert is, you know, a cockeyed optimist, but by the end he's sort of, what's the word? God damn it. I cannot find my words tonight. I told Bette this earlier. It's a really bad thing for it to happen on a podcasting day. Burnt out is not really the one I want. Jaded.
Cynic.
Yeah. Cynical is good too. Oh. And then, the other gal becomes sort of
she
backseat role.
Place.
And she begins to have more of a
because of
role.
Shit pants.
Because of shit pants, exactly.
And also Ted Lasso things. Will's wife, that's very Ted Lasso. And there's a very telling karaoke scene.
That's true. Yeah, that's right.
It's when the first episode, I have to tell you, that's why I only watched one on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't feeling it. I thought it was too twee and too quirky. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
What's the movie from, was it the Englishman who went up a hill and came down a mountain? That all of the characters, they were just a little too.
Everybody's a little oddball.
Yeah. But if you get past that, it really takes you on a good ride.
Yeah, well, and everybody's hiding something.
And I did enjoy it.
Okay, well, good.
And Sean, speaking of Ted Lasso, Sean reminded me so much of the Usy guy.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that. I love that he's
listened to Romanian rap.
I loved that. I love that he listened to Romanian rap music because he was Romanian.
But yeah, thumbs up.
Bodkin. All right, there you go. There's another recommendation for Bodkin, you guys. Now, I did intend to watch Baby Reindeer when we concluded here last week. I thought I'll watch that this week, but I just found myself really wanting something a bit light. I've been under some stress, and I thought, you know, Baby Reindeer felt like it was going to go to some dark places, and I thought, you know, I'm not sure that's what I want. I want a little bit more of a pleasant escape, so I'm going to go with something a little lighter. So instead, I chose to watch. I binge watched the first two seasons of Ghosts, on the Paramount Plus channel. The Terry, UK version.
Terry. Oh, the UK. Okay, Terry
the original,
loves the
yeah.
American version.
I'm going to watch the American version next to compare and contrast. But I started with the Ghost, with the UK version of it, because that was the one that came first. And this is what I wanted to say. So Ghost, if you guys are not familiar, it's a sitcom, and it's the woman who's played by Charlotte Ritchie, Bette. That's who I wanted to tell you. Charlotte Ritchie, who was in Call the Midwife. She had 30 episodes of Call the Midwife as Barbara Gilbert. I think that Barbara is the one who came in when the first main girl left. I'm not positive.
Well, look, if I'm thinking of who Barbara Gilbert is, she was in more than three.
She was in 30. 30, not
30.
30,
yeah,
30.
Because, oh my God, she was one of my absolute favorites. And,
she's cute as a button.
And if you haven't seen Call the Midwife, turn this off. She dies.
Oh, spoiler alert. I didn't know. Yeah. All right. I've seen the first five.
Oh, but
seasons.
I love her.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's the lead in this. And then the ghosts are all played in the UK version. The ghosts are all played by the same people who brought us Horrible Histories in the UK. If you've ever watched Horrible Histories. So there's ghosts on this estate. This woman, played by Charlotte Ritchie, Allison, I think is the character's name. She inherits like a manor house. It's not quite as big as the Downton Abbey place, but it's a big place. It's a nice, it's an old sort of tumbling down, ramshackle manor house somewhere in England. And it is inhabited by ghosts, and they're ghosts from several different eras throughout England's history. There's another reason I wanted to start with the UK version, because they've got a bit more history to deal with there. There's a caveman there. There's people from plague times. In fact, there's a whole plague pit in the basement. But they run all the way up to a guy who I think died in the 1990s, who was an MP, a disgraced MP, who died with his pants off. And so his ghost has no pants. Walks around with no pants. There's another guy who's like a scout troop master who gets shot in the neck by an arrow. He's there. And so they're all there. And what happens is Allison suffers an accident early on when they come to the house. And she's like clinically dead for like a minute. And when she wakes up, she's okay. But now she can see the ghosts. And her husband, whose name I don't remember, can't. Mike. But so now she's got a relationship with the ghosts and he doesn't. And it is just their wild, wacky adventures as they try to clean the place up so they can rent it out. They think maybe they're going to turn it into a hotel. Then they think they're going to use it as like an events place for weddings and parties and stuff. And so as the current couple like work on fixing the place up, then also she's got this relationship with all of the different ghosts. They have tons of drama going. All the ghosts have tons of drama going on. It's interesting when it first started. There were a couple of ghosts that I was like, well, I'm not crazy about that one, you know. But as the show went on and you learn a little bit more about each of them, they all sort of grow on you. It's very charming. It's on Paramount Plus if you have Paramount Plus. But that's Ghosts UK. Really enjoyed it. There's three more seasons of it that are not available here in the United States, so I may have to find it through other means to watch the last three seasons of the show, but it's very good. I enjoyed it. So that's Ghosts, the UK version.
Okay. And you know, the American version features Kate Mulgrew.
I didn't know Kate Mulgrew was in it. Is it? Yes. Is she really?
Yes. Who I will, of course, always know from the soap, Ryan's Hope.
Ryan's Hope. That was
a Star Trek person. So.
Yes, she's Captain Janeway, who I named my car after. I am looking forward to trying out the American version, because I did see a video on YouTube saying, did the Americans ruin Ghosts? So I was anxious
well,
to see
Terry
if that's
says
true.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Now, you have something else for us.
I have a bet story.
A bet story. Not a pet story, but a bet story.
But a bet story. And it is, I think you all know maybe where this is leading. But, you know, I have an online therapist. His name is Todd. And he's wonderful. And week before last, when we ended, he came as close as he was ever going to get to kicking my ass to tell me,
right,
it's time to get your Dr. Javier appointment. And, you know, it's funny because we're on Memorial Day weekend, which it's, that means it's been a year, because the appointment that I canceled and never made back up was was going to happen last day, the day after Memorial Day.
Right.
And so I promised him I would. That was Tuesday before last.
Yep.
And so I toddled off to my life and thought about it and hated it. And I knew I couldn't go out there and talk to him and be honest. So the Tuesday morning that I was to meet with him again that evening, I finally called and made my Dr. Javier appointment.
Good.
And when they said Dr. Javier's office, I said, and I have been on the run for Dr. Javier for a year, but I'm turning myself in.
All right.
And I didn't even say, give me an appointment. I said, do you think I could make an appointment for sometime next week?
Mm-hmm.
So next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday now, I will be heading out to see Dr. Javier.
It's going to go fine.
As I was dialing that number, I turned to my sister and I said, nothing good is going to come from this. So I've got my appointment.
But
and
you always say that, and every time you go see him,
well, I know it's,
turns out all right.
It's just going to be tests and tests and tests and tests. And it's been so long, I'm thinking x-rays, chest x-rays, because you know I do sometimes. He's definitely going to force me into a colonoscopy.
I can see why you wouldn't want to do that.
I can even see a stress test in my future.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. But I did it. It's happening. And
you're going to be all right.
So the bet story is just that I did that. The real story will be next week.
So tune in next week.
After I have taken a kick in the ass from Dr. Javier.
Those of you who listened last week heard part one of this story, which was Todd telling Bette, you better make a goddamn doctor's appointment. I'm sick of you. And so now you've heard part two of the story, which is Bette made the appointment. And next week, tune in for the exciting conclusion of our story.
Conclusion.
That's what I hope also. Conclusion with Dr. Javier saying, everything's cool. You're all right.
If I can just get my Lipitor back, and I do honestly think I'll be put on blood pressure medicine, which I can deal with, you know, I can deal with that.
Almost everybody's on blood pressure medication. I'm the only person, even my cat takes blood pressure medication, for
I just
Christ's
don't
sake.
Want him to send me for an MRI that is going to cost $10,000, and my insurance won't pay for it.
No, I don't want him to do that either. You don't need an MRI. You're all right. I've already decided you don't need an MRI. You're okay. If he does say MRI, you just tell him, well, he said I didn't need
and
one.
And you know, this is awful, because this is also something I'm thinking about. He's going to see me. If he's seen me with a cane, that's okay. I was using one last year. Yeah. But he's going to see how badly I walk now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say,
hopefully he'll say, maybe we can find some things that will help you. That's what he should say.
I was going to say, he's going to say, what in the fucking hell has happened to you? But his favorite cuss word is goddamn. So he's, God damn it, Betsy, what's happened to you?
Well, fingers crossed it all goes well.
But it's going to happen. That appointment will not be canceled. I will keep it.
Good job. Step one complete.
Ugh.
I have a pet story.
I want to hear some pet stories.
It's not about either of my pets.
Oh.
This is about my sister's pet. So I got an email from my dad earlier this week. My sister has moved into my dad's place, you guys. I think I've covered this, but I can't remember. So my sister's moved in with my dad. And her cats have also moved in. My dad loves her cats. Now, my dad is one of these people who has his whole life said, I hate cats. He does not hate cats.
You did tell us, because we had that wonderful little scenario. If I hate cats, oh, give me a baby.
Yeah, I mean, he loves them. So it's a big lie. All right, so good. I've covered that part. Good, you got a little bit of backstory already. Great. So Dad emails me earlier in the week, and he told me he'd gotten up from his nap, and he comes out. So if you come out of my dad's bedroom, right across the hall from his bedroom is the laundry room, and then you go down a long hallway to get to the kitchen and the living room and stuff. And then my sister's bedroom is on the other side of the house, way down at the other end of the house. So Dad comes out of his bedroom and the laundry room's open, and he noticed that the laundry room, washing machine lid was up, and he said, "Oh, I better put the lid down." So he goes over to put the lid down, and he said, "Something seemed like it was moving inside the washing machine." He looked down and he thought he saw like maybe a couple of handkerchiefs or something. So he reaches down to get it, and it's furry. It's fat and furry.
There's a mink stole in the washing.
That's my cat. It's my sister's cat, Hannah. And Hannah is like 30 pounds. So Dad can't pick her up and take her. He can't pick her up and get her out. So he gives her a little pet, and then he goes toddling down the hall to Stacy's room and knocks on her door, and he goes, "Stacy, Hannah is in the washing machine and I can't get her out." So now my sister has just stepped out of the shower.
Oh.
And she has a tendency to panic and overreact to everything. So she hears that, and she said she threw on the first thing she could think of, the first thing that was nearby, which I guess happened to be her bathing suit for some reason. He throws on her bathing suit and goes running down the hall and rescues poor little Hannah. But that night later, as they were sitting down to dinner, Dad goes, "Did you rescue Hannah in your bathing suit?" Which just sort of came up out of no place.
And what was her bathing suit the first time? I mean, was it warm enough to be wearing a bathing suit?
Oh, you know, Dad's always got the heat on at his place. Oh, so I'm sure it was,
that's
plenty.
Sun-filled episode.
78 degrees, yes.
Your parents make it so hot, you have to wear a bathing suit.
Please turn on the air conditioner.
Oh, that is so rich.
It is, though. It's very true. To me, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, her bathing suit was just like hanging up there in the bathroom. She was like, "Well, I'll just throw this on." But for me, it's very hard to squeeze into a bathing suit just after you've gotten out of the shower when you're still all wet.
Even
if you've dried off.
The bathing suit is doomed.
Even after you've dried off. But I mean, you know, it's tricky to... anyway, so there's the pet story. Poor fat Hannah. So now hopefully we're going to be keeping all the laundry room doors closed in the future so that no kitties can fall into the washing machines. What do you have? Oh, you have a pet story also.
I have a pet story, and mine is for you know who.
Little Mr. Milo.
Yeah. But this weekend, and I'll save the thing that happened first, I'll save for later because it's just mind blowing. But this weekend, from Saturday night until now, really, it has just left me wondering, and I know this sounds funny, and it kind of is funny, but it's not, if a dog can possibly have dementia or senility.
Oh, no.
Because Milo does things now that he's old. And I mean, is that, I've never had a dog that lived to the age that Milo is now.
Right.
And, you know, I've always talked about, you know, he chews my shoes, which he never, ever, ever did before.
Right.
Last week, every Sunday night, I get my trash ready to take out Monday morning. I put the kitchen bag in the garbage bag. I tie it to the doorknob in the kitchen. Uh-huh. And I leave and go to bed and get it back up and take it out Monday. Mm-hmm. Well, this past Sunday, he chewed a hole in it.
Oh, no. Getting into the trash.
All over my kitchen floor. Monday morning was spent picking all that up, getting another garbage bag to put the other garbage bag in. I had it sitting there, went to brush my teeth to get ready for work.
Uh-oh.
Noticed he wasn't behind me. Walked into the kitchen, and there was his head in the trash bag.
Milo. I almost called him Lincoln because that's how naughty he is. I almost went Lincoln.
he's just never done that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I say, and I understand he's an old dog, he's a senior dog, and he's coming to his end. So he has what I say accidents in the house.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure they're accidents.
Oh, really?
I don't think he does it with malice aforethought.
Right.
But it's not, I can't stand it.
I'm just going to go. He'll
go and drink some water from a bowl. And before I can go through the kitchen and get him outside, he just walks in the living room and right in the floor.
Is he like lifting his leg and doing it?
Or no, is it just falling out of him down, as he walks? No, he just squats down and does it and looks at me.
So it's not like falling out of him as he walks. It's not like he's incontinent.
Yeah. But
no, my love.
Here's where it all started on after the podcast when I went to bed Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he can't completely jump up on the footrest. So I have to lower the footrest and, you know, I get my hands in front of him and make those motions like you make, you know, when you're telling a car to back up, you know, back up, back up, back up. Those are the motions your hands make, you know.
Right.
And so he's standing there and I'm going, come on, come on, come on. I'll catch you. Come on, put your front paws up. Come on. And while I was doing that with my hands, Milo bit me.
What?
He bit me.
Milo. Oh, no.
And the only time in our lives that has ever happened is years ago when he first started having back problems and he was on my lap and I was rubbing his sides and I rubbed a sore spot and he just turned around and nipped, but air was all he caught. He just turned around and nipped and I said, oh, I'm sorry, Milo. Sorry. But he bit me. He didn't break the skin or anything, but he bit
still,
me.
Still. Yeah.
And that has blown my mind.
Yeah.
And so after that, and then what happened with the trash on Sunday, we went out Monday. I came back from work. And, you know, the first thing I do when I come back from work is give him his treat, which is a Cosequin to help his back.
Right.
So we sat down and he looked at me because I was holding the treat with his little black eyes and his little black nose. And I said, I'm going to give you this, Milo, but we need to have a little talk, son.
That's right.
And it ended with, you got to get your shit together.
That's right.
And I haven't been bitten yet.
Well, that's good.
And he also hasn't gone in the floor. Not like I thought he understood what I was saying.
Right.
Maybe he just got my vibe that
it could be.
And now when he looks at me, you know, you all see the Milo that you see from the pictures of Paul's or pictures I've taken.
Yeah.
But the very first pictures I ever took of Milo, he looks very different than he does as an adult. But when I look at him now and he looks up at me, he looks like that little puppy. And I'm just thinking, it's coming close. It's coming close.
You think so?
I think it is. And he's right down here. He's right down here.
Yeah.
Under the desk. Hey, Bubba.
How old is he?
He's 15.
Wow.
In July, 15th anniversary. So he's already 15.
Yeah. He's a good boy.
But when he bit me, I just thought I would die.
Poor little boy. Are his eyes all cataracty? Is he?
His eyes are cataracty.
So he may be having trouble seeing you too. Well,
we know he can't see. Mm-hmm. And we know from when I come home and call for him and move the gate.
He's not hearing as well either.
He can't hear either.
Yeah.
So he's deaf, he's blind.
Yeah. Hopefully he's still got his sense of smell since that's the strongest.
Oh, he has a sense of smell. His nose is on the floor everywhere he walks.
Okay. Well, then he knows where he's going.
Probably. And he knows he smelled the trash. That's for God.
Well, yes, for sure. Yeah.
Pardon my language. I was just quoting Peter Falk from The In-Laws.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to hear about the biting, but I wouldn't, you know, it's an isolated incident.
It hasn't happened since. I've every night since then, I've tried to get him up on the on the footrest, and I've done my hands the same way.
Yeah.
No nipping.
Yeah. Aww. Poor little buddy. Maybe I'm sorry, but that's tough.
Maybe he was just having a really bad
day. Just was having a bad day. You know, sometimes I feel like biting people. I get it. He might have just been having a bad day. Might have just been going, God damn it, I'm tired. I can't see. I can't hear. Give me some goddamn treats or I'm going to give you a bite. Let's do you rules, shall we?
And call it a day.
My you rule this week is for Marla and I had a beautiful walk on Wednesday evening.
That was after I went to the dentist. Walks.
Oh yes, but and it's been a while. You know, we've not been able to do our walks for a while. You know, we weren't really able to do them when Mom was here, although we did see each other a couple times. And then, you know, Marla's busy all the time also. So, but yeah, it's nice, and we're kind of back into our regular schedule. But it just was really, really good to see her and spend time with her and have a lovely evening. So Marla rules. You rule, Marla.
Yay!
Who's your you rule?
Well, I have a you rule, and it is for Middlebrow, Mr. Middlebrow.
Hey, we remember him.
Who is now called Gregario.
Middlebrow.
I'm hoping I haven't mentioned this because it didn't happen this week. It happened last week. But, you know, there was a post on my Facebook page with a picture of him at the Hard Rock Cafe in Venice.
And it said,
I'm so sorry, Bet, I didn't get to get you a pin.
Right.
And but I took a picture and I thought of you and here it is. And I said, well, that's worth any pin.
Yeah.
Well, last week, out of the blue, the mail comes and there's a little envelope that says E.K. Bowles. In strange handwriting. So I looked up at the return address and it's from Middlebrow, it said.
Ah, yes.
Well, he didn't get me a Hard Rock pin, but he got me a little, I can only describe it as a coin. It's a little oval bronze thing that says Hard Rock Cafe Venice.
Uh-huh.
So he did get me something. I don't know why he said, I'm sorry I didn't get you a pin because... Oh. That's better than a pin. You remembered me.
I knew he was sending you something because he asked me for your address.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it got there.
Yay.
He just rolls.
He does. He's great. We miss you, Mr. Middlebrow. I hope you're still out there. We know you're out there. I hope someday you will listen to us again. It would be lovely to hear from
you. And you leave great bangers.
Heck yeah, great bangers. Some lovely, lovely bangers he's been leaving out there lately on the Facebook page. Gang, that's all of our show. Oh, well, thanks. I like doing them. Bangers are fun. Young listeners and older listeners of the show, we're finishing this podcast right now. Just this episode, not the whole thing.
Do we have any young visitors?
Well, they're mostly younger than we are.
Everybody's younger than I am, but
Skeeta's younger.
I thought you meant like 17.
I don't know how old Kelly with an IE is, but I kind of assume she's younger.
Oh, they're all younger than me, people.
Yeah. Kelly with a Y is younger for sure. I don't know about Tina.
Doug's, I think, emeritus, the oldest one.
You and Doug are probably around the same age.
Oh, Doug. I forgot about Doug.
You and Marla are around the same age.
Marla, probably same age. Yeah, probably.
All right. We have a little variety. Whatever. As I mentioned, I'm having trouble with my words today, so maybe young isn't the word I was going for in the first place. Probably wasn't. Thank you all though for listening to the show this week, and we'll be back next week with another one. Till that time, I'm Stenny,
and I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks, we love you.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
There are times when poisoning the saxophone section is a thumbs up.